We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent and Pastor Maurice Johnson, we welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a reoccurring community announcement, Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to receiving a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. This program is free to everyone, regardless of income or status. The public is invited, and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir off their recording, Magnify Him, and the spoken word given by Elder Jerry Taylor. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Memorial Day extends beyond decorating graves and sharing a good meal. It encompasses the sharing of stories of fallen soldiers, participating in parades and engaging in quiet remembrances. We witness the display of the American flag at half staff, a national moment of remembrance during the course of the day, and the decoration of the graves of fallen servicemen and women. Yeah. Memorial Day should vividly remind us as Americans of the sacrifices military men and women have given to secure the American way of life. This day should remind us of the debt so many Americans owe to so few men and women who died serving this country. Today, I salute all fallen service members and their families who gave their life for our country. May God bless those living individuals, family members of our fallen soldiers. Amen. Amen. I will now turn my focus to the scripture I wish to share with you this afternoon, and it is my intention. It's my intention not to be long-winded today. This scripture I wish to share with you on this evening, this afternoon, is found in Jeremiah 29, 10, and 11. And it reads as thus. This is what the Lord says. When 7 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fully fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. The thought I wish to leave with you is taken from Jeremiah 29:11, part A, and it simply says, I know the plans I have for you. This is God talking. I know the plans I have for you. Amen. As he spoke back then to the children of Israel, he is yet speaking to us today. And he is yet telling us that he knows the plans that he has for us. Jeremiah 29:11 is a famous verse that guarantees and assures God's people of his good plans for them and now for us. Plans for their welfare and not their harm. And plans to give them a future and full of hope. It is a promise of God's love and care. Even in difficult circumstances, situations, and time, during uncertainty, when we do not know which path to take. During the seasons of our lives, when the seas are stormy and Jesus appears to be sleeping in the hinder part of the boat. And times of darkness, when grief has a strong hold on our hearts. How many of you know that grief can put a strong hold on our hearts? There can be the temptation to doubt God's goodness and love. Suffering, it seems, has the power to draw people more fully to God or to make individuals question his very existence. When we find ourselves in these situations, to what or to whom do we turn? In my life, I have found in the book of Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to welfare, plans for welfare, and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." While this verse has been popularized, it remains one of my favorite and anchors when, and it anchors me whenever I begin to doubt God's goodness or presence. Caitlin Bean. Someone also mentioned to me on last evening that this also is one of their favorite scriptures. Amen. So as you can see, it was not something that was in the past. It is working today, amen, as it did in the past. This verse was originally spoken to the Israelites in exile in Babylon, a time of great suffering and hardship. God's message was a promise of a future restoration and a renewed relationship with him. Even though they were currently facing a difficult situation, they couldn't look down the road. They could not see around the bend. They just had to trust in him. We cannot look around the corner. We cannot look too far down the road, but we can and must trust in God. This verse was originally spoken, amen, in Babylon, a time of great suffering and hardship. God's message was a promise of a future restoration and a renewed relationship with him. Even though they were currently facing a difficult situation, when, why were the Israelites in bondage? Fair question. The Israelites were exiled, according to the Hebrew Bible, primarily for their disobedience and failure to follow God's instructions. Specifically, the prophets identified adultery, disobedience to God's law, and various sins as contributing factors. These sins included swearing, lying, murder, and stealing, and adultery, just to name a few. We don't have anything like that going on in the church today. We don't find anything like that going on in the world today. Everybody's heart is full with joy, love, peace, and understanding. Nobody is lying today. Nobody is backbiting today. Amen. So we don't have to be worried about that. But I beg to differ with you, amen. You gotta get your eyes on God, and you gotta keep your eyes on God. If you're not careful, the devil will, amen. He will drag you away and drag you down a road, a road of non-return. So, amen, don't let you let him fool you. Don't you let him fool you, amen. We have troubles and tribulations. We have trials we're going to go through, amen. But God has said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. I know what I'm going to do for you. You just trust in me, and I promise you that everything is going to be all right. I promise you that I am not going to harm you, but I'm going to do good by you. This is what our God says. Christians facing difficult situations today must take comfort in Jeremiah 29 and 11 and know that it is not a promise of immediate deliverance. See, Jeremiah is not saying, okay, I know, I see what you're in right now. Just wait a minute. Let me turn back the hands. Let me turn back the clock. Let me change things. That's not what he's saying, amen. He's not saying that, amen. From our current situation, not from our hardship of suffering, but rather a promise that God has a plan for our lives, and regardless of our current situation, he can work through it to prosper us and give us hope. Yes, yes, God can instantly change, amen, things in our situation, just as he could have with the children of Israel. Amen. He changed, amen, the Red Sea. Amen. He rolled up the waters on both sides. Certainly, amen, he can stop the little things that we are going through. Certainly, amen, he can bring us through the little trials and the tribulations that we are going to. But we have to, amen, not become discouraged, because he promised, amen, that he knows what he has for us. Well, you may not know, I may not know, but God knows. And if God knows, amen, that is enough. That is enough. God tells us in his word, amen, that we need to stay alert and be aware of the devil's devices and the devil's tricks and his ability to deceive the very elect. We as saints of God must stay close to him. We are to keep our hands in God's hand. Close, amen, at all costs. It does not matter, amen, how difficult or heated the battle may seem to be. God is our source of strength and power that can withstand Satan's arrows by turning to spiritual warfare and prayer and the promises of God. We can and we will overcome the deepest and darkest that Satan can present. Amen. Praying God's word back to him, he is a powerful weapon. It is a powerful weapon and a force for evil. It is the truth going out. It reminds us that God knows our way and understands what we are facing today. It builds our faith and our trust. God, it guards our heart and focuses our minds back to him. Amen. We will win the battle because there is nothing too hard for God. If we faint not, we will receive power and strength from him. We will, amen, win the ultimate battle of victory over the devil. James tells us we should submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. James continues to say and advise that believers on how to engage in spiritual warfare. This verse begins by urging us to submit ourselves to God, acknowledging His authority and grieving and guidance in every area of our life. This submission is essential. Submission to God is essential in resisting the devil. The devil who actively seeks to lead us away from God's path. By resisting the devil, we can actively oppose his schemes and temptations. This verse promises that when we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, the enemy's influence is weakened and strength and authority overcome spiritual challenges and stand from against the forces of darkness. It takes away the impulse of humans to take matters into their own hands. It lets us know that without God, we can do nothing. But with God, all things are possible. With God, we cannot lose the battle. He's already won. God has already won. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has already won the battle. Yeah. John also tells us that we are from God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When we face the challenges and temptations of the world, when the enemy attacks us with everything they have, and the verse vividly, amen, reminds us that as a child of God, we are equipped to overcome them. We are equipped to overcome every device that the devil has put in place for us. It encourages us to recognize that the one who resides within us, the Holy Spirit, is greater and more powerful than any opposing force in the world, including the influence of the devil. This recognition is pivotal in our ability to navigate, amen, the spiritual battles that we are encounters. By acknowledging and indwelling and presence of God within us, we find the strength and assurance needed to stand firm, resist temptation, and emerge victorious in the face of adversity. So, saints of God, why are we able to stand in the strength and assurances needed to stand firm, resisting temptation, and energizing in His place? His plan cannot fail. Amen. His plan for us is to prosper us, to prosper you, and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This serves as a source of hope and confidence, reminding us that we are not alone in this struggle against the spiritual warfare, but we have the ultimate source of power on our sides in any battle that we find ourselves in. Amen. We have the source. All we have to do is just tap into the source. Amen. Just tap into our source. Amen. And that source is Jesus. Amen. All we have to do, amen, is call on the name of the Lord and He will hear us. Just call on Him, amen, and He will hear us. Amen. And all we have to do is believe and trust in God. Amen. Doesn't matter what I'm going through. Doesn't matter what it looks like. God promised me He knows what I need. He's going to provide for my needs. Amen. But I have to help Him out. Amen. I have to stand. Amen. I have to stand on the word. Amen. I have to believe and trust. Amen. God's word is what it said it is. God will do what it's word say He will do. If He says He will keep me, His word says He will keep me, then I have to believe and trust that God is going to keep me. I don't care what it looks like, amen. It may look bleak, amen. It may look like a midnight experience, amen. Amen. I may be, it may have to shake on some walls, amen. I may have to shake on some bars, amen. But if I shake hard enough, amen, God will hear me and God will loosen the shackles, amen. I don't care what you're going through, saints of God. God has promised, amen. Just hold on and hold out. Don't give in or don't give up. Don't let the devil steal your joy. But you keep on trusting in God. Keep on leaning and depending on God. Amen. Oh, for God I live and for God I die. And I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Saints, I have to say that and I have to believe it. Amen. It is because God is, amen, the ultimate source. God will, amen. He will bring me through. He will see me through. Amen. In the deepest of sickness, amen. Sickness and pain in my body, amen. He will see me through. You know how I know, amen, because he's done it once before. He's done it on occasions before. Amen. He will do it again. All I have to do is trust in him. He says he knows, and I know that God knows. God knows, amen, I can trust in him and I can believe in him. Saints, I want to encourage you all today. Know what God says in his word. Believe God's word, amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't you let nothing separate you, amen. Just keep on trusting in the Lord. Keep on calling on his name, amen. Even when the devil try to shake your very foundation, amen. You